SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159, Lisi holding it down. Carver out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow night, but we got a lot to get to. Game number 3 in Edmonton. We got the Oilers, we got the Panthers. Something's got to give, baby. Can the Oilers make this a series, or can they just go down like the Dallas Mavericks did last night? Absolutely gutless. They were a thin striking distance. The Mavericks couldn't get it done. We'll get into that in next segment, a breakdown about where that potential series is. But I'll give you the updated odds in regards to game number 3. You got Edmonton as the favorite, minus 138, total 5.5, juiced to the under at minus 124. Carver did like the under 5.5. I talked about it all week. I'm not backing down. I understand that Edmonton has their backs against the wall. I understand Connor McDavid took accountability. He says him, Draisaitl, Hyman, they're prepped and ready, especially with the game at home in their house. But I'll say this. Florida seems to have their number. Florida is a blue-collar team. I understand the travel logistics. They didn't get off the air right away. Some people think that potentially might hinder them tonight. I don't think so. I think Paul Maurice and this team have an identity. And even though the Oilers tried to establish one in game one, this series has been owned by the Florida Panthers defense. They have been stifling. They have basically confused and just really shut down Draisaitl, Hyman, and McDavid. The MO for Edmonton is get a lot of shots on goal, get these games, you know, into the 6-7 area where they potentially could score multitudes of goals. That has not been the case. And you look at, in terms of the body of work in back-to-back games, yeah, Bobrovsky's played absolutely phenomenal. You know, shutout in game one, but they have been outscored 7-1. In game two, they had the 1-0 lead. They had 5 shots on goal with about 8 minutes left in the second period. That cannot be the recipe to pull tonight's game out. Now, does Edmonton start fast, or do they want to play more of a defensive game and pick their spots, more of a counterpuncher? If they take that type of approach, could be a recipe for disaster. That would go right into what Carver believes a very low-scoring game, minimal opportunities, and the team that potentially breaks through first might have a shot to win it. I do like Forsling. He's been a guy that I've been on, and I understand that defensemen and under-the-radar players have been scoring. I believe Forsling tonight, right now, in regards to any time score, I believe he's 8-1. See if I can get an updated number on Forsling. Plus 850 tonight if you want to take a shot on old number 42. Verhaeghe is plus 210. You got Hyman at plus 120. McDavid plus 135. Draisaitl 165. So we'll see how this plays out. Sam, don't call me Artie Reinhardt. Plus 175. And Tkachuk, what a big number tonight, plus 240. You want to take a shot on Forsling to score the first goal. You want to go big. He's 46 or 41 to 1 tonight. So huge value in regards to the defenseman. Tkachuk is 15 to 1. You got Reinhardt 11 to 1, McDavid 10 to 1, and Hyman at plus 850. So that's the hockey. They're going to drop the puck, I believe, around 8:15 Eastern. That's about 10 minutes away. We'll get you prepped and ready, and maybe we'll jump on something. I think Matthias and I can be potentially in on Florida's first goal. I believe Florida is going to try and take this game to Edmonton tonight. They've been the more physical team. I just think they're more blue collar. They can outwork them, even though they're on the road. I don't care. I like them plus the 115 tonight, plus 118, depending upon the book that you shop into. So we'll get you updated on that. You want to join in on the conversation? Give us a call. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879 is the number. We did take a shot tonight on a couple of overs. I don't know how we're looking, but I guess third time is a charm. Chicago and Tampa Bay, 7.5. First two games landed on 7. I thought tonight with Steele on the mound, potentially Tampa Bay might break out. Even the Cubs might do some damage. Well, bottom six, 2-0. Here we go again. Need 6 runs in the last basically 3 innings to get this done. I did alt the over in Minnesota. Took a shot, 10.5. 2-0 A's. And Twins up, bottom 2, first and second with nobody out. So potentially that game could bust open. I took a shot over 11.5. These are all alts. LA and the Diamondbacks plus 280. And over 8.5, Rangers and Dodgers. I know last night was a 3-2 victory with Seager coming back for the Rangers. I think tonight could revert potentially back to the first game in the series where I think they had 17 runs. Dodgers won it 15-2. So we'll give you those games a little bit later. You got the White Sox and Mariners. Mariners minus 112 on the money line. Total is set at 7, even money to the over. I mentioned the Ranger game. That total is 8.5. So minus 118. You got the Rangers as plus 164 dogs. I sort of like them tonight. Plus 164 on the money line. You want to take a shot? You want that run and a half insurance? You got plus 1.5 runs at minus 128. So we'll get you ready for the baseball. Matias is texting me. He's got some crazy anytime goal scores, and he'll join in the second segment. We got Reinhart, Kachuk, Hyman, Draisaitl, Bennett, Tarenska. I mean, why don't we have the whole bench, Matias?
Tarasenko, Joe. Tarasenko, baby. Vladimir Tarasenko plus 425.
So let me ask you this, Matias. I guess we're going, you like the over then. Because there's no shot. You got no shot to hit this if the under 5.5 comes in.
I love the over today. Love it. There's going to be goals galore. It's going to be great.
I said you're coming in the next segment, but he did take Florida first goal at minus 105. So I'm going to be in on that as well. I like Florida. I like Florida tonight outright. And tell you what, I might even see if we can get an alt line. I sort of like Florida to potentially win it by a goal and a half. See if we can get plus money. I'll take a shot. If it's a 2-1 game, you get the empty netter, you win it 3-1 going away. I just have no confidence in the Edmonton Oilers. I know they're talking the talk. I know their star McDavid step up. And by the way, for anybody that wants to have Connor McDavid as your headliner at any type of party, any type of event, get real. This guy is wet as a book. I mean, you want to talk about as dry as cardboard. He should be talking at an old age home. Really. I mean, this guy can't wake up 80-year-olds, let alone he's going to wake up the house in Edmonton. And I don't care that we have a Canadian contingency. I might as well say it now, Matias. Edmonton tonight has no shot to win tonight. You got no shot. That's it. Come at me. You have a problem? You're back in the Oilers? Let's talk about it. 844-843-6879. This is what it's all about. We're trying to make some money. We got to talk about the golf as well. Carver texted me about 30 minutes ago, tells me, Griot, top 20. You missed out on another bet. I did, because I wanted Griot for first round leader. Instead, the hack knocks in the top 12, just like Toasty did a couple of weeks ago. Unbelievable. Just getting started. We're coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yes! That's what it's all about, baby. I don't know what happened to my app here. I'm locked out here. I'm trying to get in to put the, I had a parlay going. They got me locked out. I have to log in and lock back out. They're about to drop the puck in Edmonton. And let me just say, for the record, Carver likes the under, but he likes the Oilers tonight. I'm not a buyer. I want to put McDavid on his ass tonight. That's what I want. Let's hit him early. Let's hit him often. That's what I say. And I understand it'll be better for the overall hockey enthusiast if this becomes a series. But I'm not buying it. I'll tell you this right now. I'm going for Florida. If I could get this in, I'm going to take the 118. I got locked out for some reason. I took Forsling plus 850 and Verhaeghe to be the goal scorers. So we'll see if we can get this in. And Barkov is on the ice. So there was some question whether he would play tonight. He's suited up. He's in uniform. And that's going to be a huge boost for the Panthers tonight. They're just about to sing the national anthem. So we'll keep you updated as soon as that puck drops. But Matthias, you took Florida to score first in this. Is that correct? Minus 105?
Yes, I did. I took Florida to score the first goal of the game at minus 105. I'm taking them to win the game at plus 125. I'm taking the over in the game. And like you said earlier, Joe, all those goal scorers, Bennett, Tarasenko, Tkachuk, let's go, Reinhardt, we're rolling deep with Florida tonight. But I'm also going to get some goal scorers on Edmonton, Joe. I think there's some juice right there with Hyman, with Draisaitl. I think it'll be a big game. I think it's going to be about 6-3 Florida tonight. I do like your play that you just talked about, the minus 1.5 for Florida. I do like All some right. empty net goals here in the third period. Let's
go. Well, guess what? I'm in, baby. I got it in, so that's good. You want to take something with the goalies just in case? Oh, they locked it up in Chicago. Hang on. Bottom six, the Rays had bases loaded. Please tell me they scored. Come on. Please, do we have bases loaded? Can we crack this game open? For once, can we crack it open? 5.5 is the total, Matthias. We didn't get it. Don't tell me they got out of it again. Ah, man. You want to talk about dead unders in Tampa Bay the whole year. The whole year they've been dead unders. I don't know what's going on. The app isn't updating. Choo-choo! A's and Twins. Choo-choo now. Bottom two. Runs aplenty, possibly. All right. 4-0 Red Sox, and they're looking for more. First and second. Actually, no, that's Philly trying to make some noise. Excuse me. I thought it was bottom four. It's top four. First and second. So we'll see. What I did take, I got a profit boost with the Panthers, Verhaeghe, and Forsling. It's a shot. Plus 33.70. So that's what it pays. 33.70 tonight. And you want to take a shot with the goalies? Bobrovsky, 35-plus tonight? What do you want to do, Matthias? 35?
You know what, Joe? I follow your lead with the goalies because you made me some money with the goalies during this playoff run. You know, you name it. You know, and I think we should actually go with Barkov with his over on saves. I think he has another big game. And you know how we were calling him Swiss cheese in series number one? how about we don't call him Swiss cheese and we call him, you know, a big-time goalkeeper tonight, getting 30-plus saves tonight? That would be massive. That's what we need, Joe. You know, we need him to play well.
Bobrovsky,
therefore,
right?
You mean Bobrovsky. Yeah, no, excuse me, Bobrovsky, not Barkov. Bobrovsky. We need him to play well. Let's go.
So I just took him 30-plus saves and the Panthers to win. Okay? You can't parlay it. Damn it. All right, hang on. We got to get
parlay
this.
Let's just play it straight up.
I just took it with the over in you know what? I'm taking it. They got me. I'm zigging when I should be zagging. I took it. I took Bobrovsky with the over in Philadelphia and the over in Texas. All right? Just to have a wheel play. All right? So Bobrovsky is plus 280, I think, to make 30 saves tonight. These Rays suck. Let me just say that. These Tampa Bay Rays, they absolutely suck. Bases loaded again. They can't break through. This field used to be just a mecca to score runs. And now, yeah, 25,000 in capacity. That's great. Watching paint dry in this game. Hopefully, the total is 4.5 right now. So I need a miracle. Hopefully, we can break through and maybe the top of the seventh, somehow, some way, the Cubs could get some runs. I did take over 9.5. Philadelphia and Boston, 30-plus saves for Bobrovsky, over 8.5 tonight. So that's what we have, all right? We're in, Matias. Let's get it. Let's root for these Panthers tonight, okay? And how long this guy that sings the national anthem, Robert Clark, for Edmonton, he has a tendency to just keep the anthem going for an extended period of time, right? I mean, he's got to be one of the longest. And I understand they're singing the Canadian one and they're singing the U.S. one. But at the end of the day, this game is taken way. We're 5 minutes past when this game's supposed to start. What is going on here? Can you tell me, Matias, what is going on?
It's the Stanley Cup, Joe. They extend these things like every other big-time thing. They want it to go long.
I can't take it. I'm very frustrated.
They don't care about you. They care about more people turning on the television instead of coming home from work. Let's go.
Oh, but Bobrovsky looks strong tonight. He looks strong. Look at him. He looks like
he's had a good season, Joe. Bobrovsky's had a good season, man. That's why I was so surprised when you were calling him Swiss cheese to start the whole damn playoff run.
I bet against him with the Bruins. That didn't go well. I bet against him in a couple other series. That didn't go well. Now I'm on him. This is what it's all about. Now we back the momentum. We're coming back with some more MLB action. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, Matias, you got me going. I love it. Florida coming out, shot out of a cannon, all over Skinner. Look at this. I love it. They're checking. Look, they're playing blue collar, Matias. This is it. This is Florida's game. I know I'm talking the position here, but I want them to beat up McDavid. I want them to beat up Draisaitl tonight. Push them around. Oh, they're coming out, shot out of a cannon. They score first, it could be over. Look at this. This Skinner's the weak link, I'll tell you that. We'll see what Skinner can do. A little chippiness early. 18-16 left. No score. We'll get you updated on that. Updates in the Major League Baseball. And then maybe we'll transition to some football news. See what you think. 4-3 now. Boston over the Phillies. Phillies did crack through with three runs. They were down 4-0. Now plus 160 on the money line. 11.5 is the number. So Nola's still on the mound. You got Smith in for Boston. So we'll keep you updated there. Bottom four. Red Sox with the one-run lead. 2-2, Minnesota and Oakland. Bottom three, minus 310 for the Twins on the money line. Plus 220. For the Athletics, over the 9.5. Mets and Marlins, they're in a dead under right now. No score. Top six total is set at 3.5. Juiced heavily at minus 125 to the over. So we'll see how that plays out. Some craziness in front of the net, in front of Skinner. Did you see that, Matias? We almost had a deflection that went in. Skinner didn't look like he was ready for that. We almost had a shot there.
Honestly, I'm still reeling from that chance that McDavid missed, Joe. Nearly one-on-one versus a goalkeeper. Big save for Bobrovsky right out the gate. So that's good for us, Joe. We just need Florida to get this first goal, and then everything will come, look good for us going forward. Let's just see who gets his first goal right now and starts to dictate the pace of this game. It is in Edmonton, so the Oilers do have a pep to their step right now. But let's go, Florida. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I will say this, though. The biggest thing right now, And I said it at the top throughout the series is that, you know, the shots have been far and few between for Edmonton. You know, now 3 minutes in, roughly, they got one shot, the one shot by McDavid. But it comes down to, you know, you need multiple opportunities. And that's why people still favor the Oilers here because of the big three. You never know who potentially could break out in terms of a big matchup or Knight, Hyman, Draisaitl, McDavid all have, you know, I want to say are the favorites on almost any given night to potentially score a goal in the regular season or playoffs. This is a different animal, though. I feel like after the first game and after Edmonton did maybe dictate that first game in terms of tempo, Florida seems to understand what they're trying to do, and now they're just shutting them down. You know, this is a Maurice type of game where it's just like, you know, we'll wait for our opportunity. Even if we fall behind, it's okay because we're going to find a way to choke you out and sort of just win it and steal it in the third period. And that's what they've done. So right now, no score, about 17 minutes in. Shots in favor of Florida yet again, 3-1. So that's what you want to see, especially if you're a Florida backer. And more importantly, if you're like Matias, first goal, you want to make sure that we have it. We'll come back.
Oh, there it was, yo. Verhaeghe just missed one right at the net.
What
a save by Skinner.
Coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tom Sawyer. Where's Tom Sawyer when you need him right now? We need a score. If you haven't been watching, Edmonton got caught with a penalty, and Florida's on the power play. They got 1:42 left. This is a perfect opportunity to have Florida backers, especially if you have the first team to score, and it's Florida at minus 105. This is our best shot. Now, Matias is on about a 50-second not delay. He's ahead of me by like 50 seconds, so he'll know before I know whether
you
got to do this.
You got to get on the hardwire, baby. You got to jump on the hardwire. Let's go.
I don't know. I'm hardwired, but we know that Edmonton has killed 53 of 57 power plays this postseason. That's what it said. Or maybe it's this season. That's one of the highest in the league, 93%. So they are a great defensive team when it comes to the power play. They know how to do it. And they actually do step up at times in terms of shorthanded goals. So we'll see if Florida could crack through here. Oh, look at this. Another breakaway shorthanded. Bobrovsky with two. Wow. You got to be kidding me. Multiple opportunities. Who was that? Was that McDavid or Draisaitl? One of them came right in shorthanded, did not have an opportunity, and now this pace is all of a sudden starting to pick up. This is unbelievable pace right here, so we'll keep you updated as this game progresses. A huge opportunity for the Florida Panthers. They cannot convert, and they still have about 13 minutes in the first, so we'll see how this plays out. Maybe Matias could keep us updated. We do have in the bottom of the seventh, the Rays are threatening. First and second, nobody out. We got Caballero up. First and second, nobody out. So the ability to get through this 4.5 total at minus 188, not only that, but maybe the Rays can tie it up at 2, and then we could maybe get this over the initial total of 7.5, which was even money if you took it. So Athletics and Twins still 2-2, bottom three, but the Twins threatening. First and second, one out. Make that two outs now, first and second. So in-game total is 10.5. They just broke through with a run, so first and second, 3-2, Twins. So they do have the lead. In-game number right now on the Twin game is minus 480. You want to take a shot on the A's, it's plus 330. 10.5 is the total, minus 130 to the over. They're about to start later tonight in terms of the games for the late night action. Those hopefully aren't bailouts for us. Chicago and Seattle, 7. even money to the over, minus 122 to the under, minus 108 on the money line for the Mariners. Angels plus 166 against the D-backs. D-backs minus 198. You want to lay the run and a half. I like that better. Minus one and a half runs at plus 104. 8.5 total. And then we mentioned the game in L.A. between the Rangers and Dodgers. Dodgers minus 196, plus 164 for the Rangers. I did talk about it with Scotty today in regards to Coast to Coast, and Scotty's been out in Vegas covering the Tank Davis fight. He'll be there tomorrow, so tune into that coverage as well. But I did talk to him about the Dodgers playing down to the level of competition. They lost last night 3-2. We've seen this time and time again in multiple series now. It's not just one game. It's a multitude of games where the Dodgers think that they can just turn it on and turn it off, and maybe they can, but you don't want to have to rely on that come playoff time. You know, you have Freeman, you have Betts, you have Otani. You know, we understand they have the bats, and they certainly have the pitching. The problem is that the consistency for the Dodgers hasn't been there. And when you look at just the standings and where they were, you know, in 42-27, they have a 6.5 game lead on San Diego. But, you know, 27 games they've lost right now. And they do have a .600 winning percentage. But they go to All-Star break, and let's say they're 15 or 16 games up. Are they going to have the killer instinct in the second half of the season, or are they just going to walk through, make sure that they win the division, and then hopefully, you know, turn it on in the playoffs? Because that type of recipe where you're not used to playing from behind and gutting games out and really looking to manufacture runs sometimes, I know it's long ball or bust for the Dodgers. That could catch up to you. Caught up to the Braves last year where they dominated and never were really challenged. And, you know, if you can't pull some of these games out against mediocre competition, teams like the Pirates, and I understand the Pirates are trending in terms of a wild card, but if you can't pull those games out, especially in a road environment, how are you supposed to win a World Series, especially against elite competition? So that is a cause of concern, big picture, for the L.A. Dodgers. On the flip side, the Rangers, I still think they have a shot. As long as Seager's healthy and he's back in that lineup, I think the Rangers have a legitimate shot. I understand it's the Rangers. I understand, you know, pitching may be a little suspect. But you just look at them to make the playoffs. The Rangers, plus 188. You know, we talk about it time and time again with the Astros. This was a bet for the past few years. Every time the Astros were out of it, you just bet the Astros because that somehow, some way, they'd hit their stride in the second half of the season. Well, if that's the way, you have to believe that Texas, if there's still somewhat of a foundation there, can hit stride and at least make that third wild card if they're not going to win the division. So plus 188 is where I like in terms of the AL. We'll talk about some NL teams as well. And what is this now? Matias texted me the Dream. He likes the Dream plus 250. Down six over the field.
I think it's time, Joe. I think it's time to take the Dream +5.5. We don't even have to get cute. They're plus 350 right now. But I see him coming back against the Fever.
Can I be honest with you?
Joe, I wish I would have told you earlier. It was
no,
they were +12.5.
Hang on. Who's on the Dream? Give me.
Not Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, okay. So,
I'm just going. So, the Fever can't win a game, Joe. You know, they're not a team that closes out games right now. I've been betting against them for, you know, this whole season, and it's been making me cash. And right now, it just looks like the right opportunity to take the Dream right now, +5.5. I took them at +10. I've taken them at +14.5. It's worked out for me. And now I wish I would have taken them money line at +800 just a few minutes ago. But I don't want to get too greedy. But I had to let you know right now that I'm playing the Dream. And I'm going to keep playing it, Joe. +5.5. I just took it as well. I took them at +14.5, +10, and now +5.5. Let's go.
Well, God bless and Godspeed, as they say. I am not wasting my money on WNBA basketball. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Plus, I'll root it in for you. Let me know how it plays out. You took the points or you took the money line? What'd you do?
I took both of them just now. I put a little bit at 350, but I also just took the plus 5.5. I got some bad news, Joe. Edmonton is going to the power play. Mm. Florida's going in the box. Is that Barkov? That's Barkov sending the puck over the glass, delay a game. So Edmonton goes on the power play. Bobrovsky has 6 saves in the game so far.
All right, well, that's good. I mean, Florida's still out shooting them 8-6 right now. 10 minutes in, Edmonton on the power play, baby. This is what it's all about. We're coming back on Carver and Lisi. Maybe sprinkle in a little college football and NFL action. Don't go anywhere. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Seeing the puck. Bobrovsky is seeing the puck. Those were the words. Look at this kid. He's like a butterfly, Matthias. Love it. Unbelievable. I can't. Kid's playing phenomenal, keeping us in it. All right, so Edmonton doesn't score on the power play. So this game right now, trending to the under, the in-game total right now is getting smashed. 4.5, it's plus 106 to the under. So you want to take a shot, plus money, it's even money right now. Bobrovsky, I think he's got 10 saves, if I'm not mistaken. So, Panthers have killed
7 saves.
7?
7 saves.
40 of 42, their last 42 power plays. That is the graphic they just put up on ESPN. So, unbelievable in regards to both of these teams, penalty killing. Can we get Forsling involved? I will say this. They broke through in Tampa. Rays cracked through. They trailed 2-0. It's now three to two, Tampa Bay, and they're looking for more. Runner on second, 2 outs. In game total is 6.5. You remember they were giving you, I think it was plus 4.5 at plus 142 at one point. Hopefully you jumped on that because they're through that already. And maybe we could get this over the 7.5. Also hope you jumped on the over in Boston. Boston all over. Nola smacking them around. 8-3 right now. Red Sox lead top 5. That total right now is just up and away. I should have just bet this total the whole series. I didn't do it. I'm kicking myself. But right now, that in-game total in Boston is 15.5. So, remember, Boston got the best of the Phillies last night. They're looking for more at home. Phillies, since going to play the Mets in London, very flat. I must admit, even when they jumped out 4-0 last night, didn't have the gas. They didn't have the mojo to close it out. Got some late runs to make it close, but they got smacked around. So we'll see how that plays out. No other scores of note. 1-0 Marlins. So the Marlins were big dogs tonight as well. I believe they were 180 or two, almost 2-1 dogs against the Mets. Right now, they have the lead. Minus 190, you want to take a shot on the Metropolitans, plus 148. That total is only 3.5. So they're begging you to take the over there. I actually think that game goes under. I would not be jumping on that right now. Mets look inconsistent. Haven't had base runners. It's been 3 up, 3 down for much of this game. So right now, Tampa Bay, 3-2, they go to the top 8. So we'll see if the Cubbies can answer and get back on the right side. I need 3 runs in that game to get over the 7.5. Twins up 3-2, runners on first and third, nobody out. So maybe we can crack through there as well. 950 is the money line price on the Twins, plus 550 for the Athletics. Now, I do want to bring this up, and I don't know if we brought it up in depth, but I might as well talk about it more so now. with Carver out in regards to the situation with the OTAs and the mandatory minicamps for certain teams. And one team in particular, the New York Jets, had Hassan Reddick and Aaron Rodgers miss. And I brought this up to Carver, and I'll say it again, is that what is the mentality of Aaron Rodgers? I understand he double booked, he had something else. It was an unexcused, excused type of situation where Salah said he spoke to him. But is this really the way you want to go into camp? I just don't get it. You know, we need to be focused. We need to have certain things in order. We need to concentrate on the X's and O's and the football field. And here we are with Aaron Rodgers being basically the only guy, okay, the star power, that is not going to make mandatory OTAs. Now, I want to ask people, what message does that send if your leader of your team, the guy who's coming off an Achilles tendon tear, a guy that's aging, a guy that hasn't really put up dynamic numbers in 2 years now, okay, because the last year in Green Bay, it was 26 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, one of his worst numbers ever, okay, and he cost his team a shot at the playoffs. Is this the type of way you want to set the season? And I understand we're in June, but if you're the real leader of that team and you want to change around the culture, this is how you decide to do this? Would Tom Brady do that? Would Pat Mahomes do that? And I want to go back to what Mecole Hardman said when he was a member of that team. And he was supposedly begging the Chiefs to take him back. And he became a Super Bowl champion and scored the game-winning touchdown in overtime. Is that they're a dysfunctional family, that the organization revolves around Aaron and allows him to do whatever he wants. It's basically like Robert Salah is the invisible man. He's not the head coach. He's basically a lame duck guy. They don't get it done this year, he's gone. And Aaron Rodgers runs the team. How can you, in that type of situation, bet or back that team that is 10-1 now to potentially knock down the AFC Championship door and get to a Super Bowl? You haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969, and you believe that this is the way you're going to do it in 2024. You got a $50 million quarterback that is deciding his off-the-field antics are more deserving or more worthy of mandatory OTAs. Not on my watch, baby. Your ass would be out the door, babe. We're coming back. We'll talk more college football, more NFL right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hopefully Maurice is like Kurt Russell and these Panthers could grind this out, because we're giving Edmonton every opportunity here on the power play yet again to crack through and potentially score the first goal. We'll see if they could do it. Hopefully not. I'll say defensively, still playing stellar. I mean, shots are contested. Bobrovsky stepping up. He's like Teflon right now. Hopefully he continues. I did see this, Matias, and I was going to wait. But you got to tell me, and hats off to Matias right now. He's on the fever, plus 260. So
I'm not on the fever. I'm on the dream. I'm on the dream. I faded the fever.
They're playing the fever. All right. You know what I meant. I'm trying to multitask here. Forget that right now. That's a great bet by you. Hopefully you could close it out. You'll keep me updated. But I will say this, Matias. What happened with this McGregor fight now? He's not making UFC 303? This guy's ridiculous.
Reports just came out, Joe. Reports just came out from BJPenn.com. It's what I've thought all along, from the first time that we saw any bad news regarding McGregor, you know, they didn't really say anything. They just said, hey, it's in jeopardy because he, you know, the press conference got canceled. It got postponed and then it was canceled. And nobody said anything. Nobody said why. And, you know, nobody came out and said absolutely anything. It was all crickets and then, you know, just smoke, a bunch of smoke. But I think there's an injury. I thought there was an injury. That's why they didn't want to say anything. I'm thinking that McGregor's trying to see if he could fight through this injury before they could completely scrap the event. And it seems to me that they're gonna that he's not gonna be able to push through this thing. They're gonna have to reschedule this for a different date, and it will be postponed. Not every outlet has reported this. BJ Penn just came out with this. BJPenn.com just came out with this, you know, earlier this hour. So I'm waiting to see more reports along this situation. Michael Chandler came out with a tweet today and said, here is your MMA fact of the day. Out of all their fights, guess how many fights Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler have ever pulled out of after signing the contract? And the answer is zero. McGregor or Chandler have never bowed out of a fight after they have signed the contract. So Chandler still thinks there is some hope, but I'm thinking there's an injury that hasn't been talked about just yet, Joe.
Wow, that is huge to this card too, right? I mean, this card was supposed to be dynamic.
Joe, not just that. It looks to me like the co-main event of 303 might be scrapped as well. There was some news coming out that Carlos Ulberg and the former light heavyweight champion of the world, Jamahal Hill has bowed out. So I don't know where the injury occurred. I don't know which fighter it is. But supposedly, this fight might be being rescheduled as well. And we have other breaking news in the world of MMA. Khamzat Chimaev, who is set to headline UFC Saudi Arabia. Khamzat Chimaev, he's a wolf. He's a killer. He's a monster. I'm telling you, Joe, this guy's a monster. He was supposed to fight Robert Whittaker, headline at UFC Saudi Arabia, a free fight card that was going to be on ABC for all the fans. That fight, it has not been scrapped, but Khamzat has fallen ill. He's in the hospital, and now they're taking the main event from this weekend. Aliskarov is his last name. He is now jumped in to fight Robert Whittaker at UFC Saudi Arabia in the next few weeks. So now we don't have a main event for the upcoming fights this Saturday. So everything is up in the air, Joe. It's kind of crazy right now.
Stunning events in the UFC. What goes on in this world is unbelievable. All set for a dynamic card just basically a few weeks away, right? I mean, a month away. And this happens? This is not good. So we have about a minute. There's fisticuffs in Edmonton. Hats flying. What happened?
You know how hard it was for me to just give you all that MMA stuff while I'm watching the Edmonton Florida game and I'm seeing Bobrovsky make save after save after save. And I'm just talking MMA. I was about to say, oh, no, they just let up a goal. But Bobrovsky has been a wall under the post, Joe. A wall. Let's go.
I will say this. Edmonton's starting to play their style at home. They're getting multiple shots. I think Bobrovsky has 13 saves, 14 saves. We need him to hang in there. Hang in there. We'll come back with hour two right here on Carver and Lisi. Don't touch that dial. We're coming right back.